Jeremiah chapter 49, our 26th study in the book of Jeremiah, begins in chapter 49, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Against the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcom inherit Gad, and his people dwell in its cities? The land east of the Jordan River was given to the Israelite tribe of Gad by God when they first came into the Promised Land. But that land was taken over by Ammon, and the sons of God should have lived there, not the nation of Ammon. Verse 2, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will cause to be heard an alarm of war in Rabbah of the Ammonites. It shall be a desolate mound, and her villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall take possession of his inheritance, says the Lord. And this was fulfilled under the Maccabees, in 1 Maccabees chapter 5, verse 6. Israel turned the tables on Ammon, just as God said they would. Israel possessed those who had possessed them. Verse 3, wail, O Heshbon, for Ai is plundered. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird yourselves with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the walls, for Milcom shall go into captivity with his priests and his princes together. Why do you glory in the valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, who trusted in her treasures, saying, who will come against me? Ammon made the same mistake many have made and continue to make today. They trusted in their wealth for security instead of in God. And as destruction draws near, God says, why did you do such a foolish thing, Ammon? Verse 5, behold, I will bring fear upon you, says the Lord God of hosts. From all those who are around you, you shall be driven out, everyone headlong, and no one will gather those who wander off. But afterward, I will bring back the captives of the people of Ammon, says the Lord. Their confidence will be shattered and will turn into extreme fear when the wrath of God begins. Verse 7, looking at the judgment of Edom. Against Edom, thus says the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan. For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon them, the time that I will punish him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, would they not destroy until they have enough? But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His descendants are plundered, his brethren and his neighbors, and he is no more. I leave your fatherless children, or leave your fatherless children, God says. I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says the Lord, Behold, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk. And are you the one who will altogether go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all its cities shall be perpetual wastes. As for Edom, their judgment will be very thorough. It will be more thorough than grape pickers who generally miss a few strays. It will be more thorough than thieves who usually miss a biscuit or two, or maybe a stray coin laying on the floor. Judgment will not be that way for Edom. God will wipe the whole works out in his judgment. 14. I have heard a message from the Lord, and an ambassador has been sent to the nations. Gather together, come against her, and rise up to battle. For indeed I will make you small among the nations, despised among men. Your fierceness has deceived you, the pride of your heart, O you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill, though you make your nest as high as the eagle. I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom also shall be in astonishment. Everyone who goes by it will be astonished and will hiss at its plagues. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring cities, says the Lord, no one shall abide there, nor shall a son of man dwell in it. Edom's strong natural defenses made her arrogant and overconfident. But God promises to call some nations together and use them to cut Edom down to size until she is no more. 19. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the flooding of the Jordan against the habitation of the strong, but I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? Who will arraign me? And who is that shepherd who will withstand me? Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes that he has proposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them. The earth shakes at the noise of their fall. At the cry, its noise is heard at the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly like the eagle, and spread his wings over Bozrah. The heart of the mighty men of Edom in that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth pangs. God says he's going to swoop down upon Edom like an eagle swoops on its prey. No chance to escape, no chance to recover. And they did not. And finally, in 125 BC, the Edomites ceased to be a distinct people. 23. Against Damascus, Hamath and Arphad are shamed, for they have heard bad news. They are faint-hearted. There is trouble on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble and turns to flee, and fear has seized her. Anguish and sorrow have taken her like a woman in labor. Why is the city of praise not deserted, the city of my joy? Therefore, her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord of hosts. I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Damascus had been the place to be. A lot of good times for a lot of bad sinners. Problem is, they put their trust in their good times. Times are so great, they can't possibly be bad ever. Well, in judgment, God will make them bad. 28. Against Kedar, and against the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall strike. Thus says the Lord, arise, go up to Kedar, and devastate the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks they shall take away. They shall take for themselves their curtains, all their vessels, and their camels, and they shall cry out to them. Fear is on every side. Flee, get far away. Dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you and has conceived a plan against you. Arise, go up to the wealthy nation that dwells securely, says the Lord, which has neither gates nor bars, dwelling alone. Their camels shall be for booty, and the multitude of their cattle for plunder. I will scatter to all winds those in the farthest corners, and I will bring their calamity from all its sides, says the Lord. Hazor shall be a dwelling for jackals, a desolation forever. No one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. Kedar was in the desert of Arabia. As God conquered large cities through Babylon, so he will defeat the sinners who live in the tents in the desert. Babylon will do it because of her own selfish ambition. God will use Babylon to punish an unthankful group of people. 34. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will bring the bow of Elam, the foremost of their might. Against Elam I will bring the four winds from the four corners of heaven, and scatter them toward all those winds. There shall be no nations where the outcast of Elam will not go. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before those who seek their life. I will bring disaster upon them, my fierce anger, says the Lord, and I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days, I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. And those latter days refer to the church age, where salvation goes out to people all throughout the whole world. Anyway, the Elamites were the enemies of God's people. They did evil, and now they will inherit evil. Like the Bible says, we reap what we sow. And evil follows after sinners who will not repent. And we see that over and over again in Holy Scripture. Next time, chapter 50. Until then, so long, everyone.